on October 7th, 1978, Highway Patrolman Ralph Evans was shot by a 13-year-old boy left on the freeway. This happened 44 years ago, where Dr. Stanley Green stopped and saved his life. So today we are meeting in person for the first time after all those years to actually honor both of these two incredible heroes.
WAM Safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
WAMSafety.com. WAM.
So I'm so excited. I have Dr. Stanley Green here with us, who saved Ralph Evans' life. And Dr. Green, tell us a little bit about that day, if you don't mind.
Well, it was interesting as I review everything in my mind and in my heart. My wife, Diane, and I had been to visit my parents.
Okay.
And we brought with us our three children. We had at that time, now we have 13, but we had three then.
I love it.
And we had to go back to California, and we knew what time the plane was leaving, and Diane and I both felt like we needed to leave 3 hours early, leaving from the Salt Lake Airport with our children.
Wow.
And there was no question in our minds. We felt like we needed to leave. And we told Dad and Mom, and Daddy said, okay. If that's what you want, we'll do it. We just got in the car. Dad and Mom didn't complain. They said, yes, let's go. So we got in the car and packed up all of our stuff and left home about 3 hours early. And Daddy was driving. We talked and did things as we were driving by Lagoon. Dad said, looky, there's a, he called it a police car, on the side of the road. And then we saw people, and Dad looked and said, there's someone on the bank, or whatever you call it, on the side of the road, laying down.
Oh, wow.
It was kind of interesting because normally we would have just driven on.
Right.
But Dad pulled over, and I felt like I needed to get out, so I got out and ran. And I'm not a runner, but I ran then.
You knew you needed just to help, right?
I needed to help. I had the feeling right then and there that I could do what needed to be done to save his life. And I looked, this blood was shooting out at least 8 feet out of his neck.
Oh my gosh.
And even though blood was shooting out, it was a experience that I can't describe really, because the minute I saw that blood, I knew what to do. I mean, I am a doctor and I had been trained, but that didn't mean anything. Mm-hmm. It was all of a sudden I knew you've got to stop the bleeding. And I think Officer Evans can verify that I told him I was going to put some pressure on his neck. I was going to cause him pain.
Yep.
I don't think he was in pain.
No, I wasn't. Not at all.
But after I put my finger in the dike, put that pressure, and I put my finger directly in the hole and put pressure there, I think that was more pain than you ever thought possible for a man to live.
Yeah, I just wish you hadn't told me it was going to hurt when it was when you did it. Because as soon as you said it, it hurt.
The worst pain you've ever had.
Oh, unbelievable pain.
The thing I did, though, was I prayed as we were there, and I was kneeling, that Father would tell me what to do, that something would happen. I knew I couldn't do it all myself, but I kept holding it, and eventually we had some help. Now, I didn't see all that was happening with the other people, but Dad saw it, Mom saw it, and the kids were looking out the windows and wondering what was going on. Why would this be happening? Why would we be stopping? And so it was just kind of an interesting time.
That is a miracle, actually.
Oh, it felt like a miracle. What if we had come 4 minutes earlier?
Yep.
There wouldn't have been anything there. We'd have gone straight on.
Yeah, you'd have driven right by.
Yeah, exactly. What if we had come 4 minutes later? There would be no blood shooting out.
True.
It's true. I would have been a dead individual.
Yeah.
Wow, that is such a miracle. What is the odds that you guys would have left early? You were here. You were working in the military. you were here visiting your family, and you were just inspired to leave early to go to the airport, and you came upon this horrible incident.
And it was interesting that both Daddy and Mother, they didn't say, oh no, that you don't need to go that early. They just said, all right, let's go. And I knew what to do.
That's amazing.
I mean, I knew exactly what to do. It caused him pain, but it saved his life.
Yeah.
So I felt like when Diane and I got to the airport, and we washed the blood off, well, I washed the blood off my hands. I didn't get it off my clothes. When we were just kind of sitting, she said to me, we were sitting and the kids are kind of playing, and she said, that was a miracle, wasn't it? I said, yes, it was a miracle, Diane. I said, I told her how I felt like we left home at the right time, and she said, I know we did, because the Spirit told me, leave now.
Wow, you were definitely inspired, because like you said, a few minutes later, a few minutes earlier, you would not have been there at the right time to save his life.
Yeah.
And that is a true miracle. You are a true angel.
I just think that there was more connections than that. My daddy knew Officer Evans.
Is that like so crazy? That I think we should share, because I don't think people realize that piece of it. So what year did this actually happen?
1978, October 7th, 1978.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
But Dr. Green's father was my phys ed and driver's ed instructor at Davis High School.
Oh my gosh.
In Kaysville.
That is so crazy.
Well, I actually think, and I think when we talked, Dad and Mother both said that this whole thing was, they used the word united miracle.
Mm-hmm.
That they knew, Daddy knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy knew he was a good person.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that was amazing to me was, is I knew what to do. How many times have I seen someone shot in the neck? Never before and never after.
Right.
But I knew exactly what to do then.
Hmm.
It was like my mind opened up and I saw where I actually put my finger in the gun hole in his neck.
Oh my gosh.
And then put pressure with my hand. It was...
hurt.
And I told you it would hurt. That was what was interesting. I told him that he would now have more pain than he's ever had.
In fact, I often thought since then, why did you tell me? Why didn't you just say, I'm going to have to do this, but nothing about hurt?
I guess it's because I wanted to prepare you for the worst.
Yes, exactly. I love
could
it.
Could be.
Yes.
But I don't know if you remember. I distinctly remember saying as you knelt down behind me and you said, I'm a doctor and I'll do all I can to help you. Me saying, Doc, just keep me alive, Doc. Don't you dare let me die. Don't you dare let me die.
Yes, I remember that. And it was like the Spirit spoke to me, not just to you. Do not let him die.
Yeah. For some reason, I was meant to be kept around.
And the things that mattered in life, you were able to accomplish.
Definitely.
Not just your life, your families, but all those special needs children that you took care of.
Yeah.
For how many years?
23 years.
23 years.
When I finished, we were doing about 150 kids each night, each Thursday night. We just had a wonderful time.
And that could have been part of the reason.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know what suffering was.
Yeah.
And unless we've suffered, we often don't know.
That's true.
When I think about it, why did we let you go to the hospital you went to? Why didn't we send you to another hospital where they could have taken care of you perfectly? But do you remember that you needed to go where your wife could come?
Yeah, I was thinking all the time that, well, we'll go to Davis North because that's close to where I live. Easy for my wife to come and see me.
Mm-hmm.
Get this all done, no problem. But it made it also, so I was one of the very first ones to ever fly on Life Flight helicopter.
Yes.
So it gave me that opportunity to be a first.
True.
That's
so true.
It's just interesting that all these first-time experiences happened to you.
Yeah. What amazes me, though, is as we're sitting here today, when you walked in, that's the first time I'd seen you in 44 years.
Yeah.
We had never gotten back together.
No.
And I wish I had, but we hadn't.
And you still looked like you did then.
That homely, huh?
Uh-huh. No, not homely. But I think I'd have recognized you in a crowd.
Yeah, I definitely would have recognized you, absolutely. We're a pair.
I love it. You guys are.
And I wondered why I never came to visit you when I would visit my parents, because they lived in Layton.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I don't know. Life's just complex sometimes.
You get involved in things and it just, you don't think about it.
No.
That's all.
No. But it was interesting when we were going to have this talk, I talked with some of my children. And Jonathan Adam remembers like it was yesterday.
Hmm.
And he was a young kid, you know?
Yeah.
And he just remembers so well stopping and seeing you on the side of the road and Grandpa.
Hmm.
And of course, he remembers the blood because, you know, he had to sit next to me in the car. And he's a doctor now, too. And so he did the same thing I did and just remembers that normally people die.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When these big arteries are severed or hit.
Yeah.
It's a true miracle.
The beauty of that is that you have another artery on the other side that keeps blood going.
And if it hadn't been there.
Of course, I might have brain damage anyway. I don't know.
Well,
I've had a lot of people claim I do.
Well, if you do, the brain damage isn't important. Still, but I don't know. It's just fun to see and...
Oh, yeah.
To just realize that may I affected your life, but you've affected my life. Because I always have felt like since then that I needed to listen to the Spirit. Like even today, I left an hour earlier than I should have because I didn't realize there was the highway shut down.
Oh, gosh. Oh, wow.
So I made it anyway.
Yeah, that's you got
fantastic.
Here on time.
Yeah. We're so glad.
It's also the fact that one of the LDS general authorities gave a talk about everyone needs to be a first responder.
Yes.
And you were a first responder that day. If you hadn't responded when you did, I wouldn't be here.
That's right.
If something tells you to do something, do it. Respond.
You definitely need to listen always.
Yeah.
And absolutely. You don't question what the Spirit tells you.
That's right.
You just do what it says.
You know, what can I say to a person who, because you were there, I'm still alive. I'm still able to do the things I've been doing for the last 45 years.
And you can move both arms.
Yes.
Your head, your
both
neck.
Both legs.
Everything. That, to me, means that the Father in heaven needed you.
Yeah.
Enough to tell Diane and I to leave early.
It's so true.
And enough for my daddy to say, okay, we'll go.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Yeah, do it.
Because you're absolutely right, because he has made a big impact. So Ralph and I grew up together in the same town, and so that's how we know each other. And I remember hearing the story as a kid and seeing it in the newspaper and that sort of thing. And then through life, hearing him come and talk about this whole entire incident and watching him throughout the years. He is such an incredible leader, so kind and giving. And like you said, he has done so much for the youth and that special group where he cared for all of those children for so many years. And you're right. If it wasn't for you saving his life, he would not have made such a huge impact on so many families throughout our community. And so he also is such a great hero. And that's why it's so wonderful that I have this opportunity to bring both of you, two incredible heroes and angels, together. And it's so special to hear both sides of the story. This is so amazing.
And who would have thought a 13-year-old boy would shoot a person and hit them in the neck?
Yes.
And then walk over and shoot me in the back.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Surreal.
It just proves so much about what's important in life. We know that we have to follow the path that the Savior created.
Yep.
And I think that's absolutely important in our lives. And of course, I have a special needs son. So I feel the special need for others in my son James's life so that he can survive, grow, and develop to his potential.
I love that. That is so great. I didn't know that. So I think it would be interesting to tell and share a little bit about your background. So you were raised here in Utah, and you were actually going to residency school in California during the time. So you had just come to Utah to visit your family during...
Yeah. I should tell you that I was in miss a launch officer in Minot, North Dakota, with 10 Minuteman IIIs with three warheads, so 30 nuclear weapons I controlled. And then my wife applied to medical school for me. She signed the paperwork.
I love that.
And anyway, I got into school, and then we went to University of North Dakota, and then Alabama, and then went to my residency in California. But if it hadn't been for my wife, she knew I wanted more out of life than just to kill people.
We're so grateful, like from killing to saving lives.
Because that's what I would have done. Had they told me to turn the key, I'd have turned it.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was just interesting because then she was also this person that was so close to me but said, yeah, we need to leave early. What if she said, no, I'm not going to put up with the kids having all those hours in the airport. But no, she just said, yeah, we need to go.
Wow.
And she was right. She felt the spirit. I felt the spirit. And Daddy confirmed it.
That's a miracle.
Yep. Yeah. And so we left.
You mentioned before, too, that she had said when you got to the airport, because you had blood all over your shirt and everything, right? And so as you walked in, she had said to the airline stewardess, the individuals that were working there, that, oh, he saved somebody's life. It's okay. He's not a mass murderer.
and they just looked at her and said, okay. Exactly. I don't think they had ever seen that much blood.
Exactly.
But also, I'd never seen that much blood on one person.
I bet.
And that's why I couldn't understand. He survived with losing so much blood.
Mm-hmm.
That was a miracle.
Oh, yeah. And they never gave me a transfusion.
Yeah, see?
Oh, my gosh.
And that blood literally shot 8 feet.
Holy cow. Wow.
So we are dealing with miracles after miracles after miracles. And there's a reason why Father does that.
Yep.
Absolutely. And it's so true. We definitely need to listen.
Another miracle is the wonderful women we have as wives who support us.
Yes.
And do the things that we need to do, and they help us do it.
Absolutely. We couldn't do it alone, could we?
No, absolutely not.
Definitely. Like just both of your guys' stories of your wives, what a huge impact. Like you said, your wife had have said, gosh, no, we're not going to wait in the airport that long. Gosh, I'm not taking care of the kids, screaming, running around. That would have changed this whole scenario.
Yeah, but no, she knew what to do. And we did it.
I love that. That is a miracle. I want to thank both of you from the bottom of my heart for coming and spending time with us today to reconnect and share your stories. This is such a powerful story that everyone needs to hear. And I think you guys both said it well, that we have to help each other and listen to the spirit, the intuition, whatever you believe in. That is the most important, to love and help one another. So thank you so much. You guys are both incredible heroes.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
Appreciate it very much.
And we got to reconnect. Thanks.
Yes. So thank you so much. We'll definitely have both of you guys back because there's so much great information that we all can learn from. Both of you guys have created such an amazing impact on this world and this community. So thank you for all you guys have done. You guys are such incredible, great examples. I love that you guys cared to help one another because unfortunately, not everybody's willing to do that nowadays. And so we love the fact that you guys were able to take the time to help somebody else and save their lives. We love you for that. Thank you for being our heroes. You guys are incredible.
Thank you.
Thank you.
One Safety. The WAM Safety Podcast with Wendy Jensen Nichols and Paul Thurber.
WAM Safety.